Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches to leadership to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a recent phenomenon known as revenge quitting. The culprit for revenge quitting in research is known as psychological contract fulfillment. Is your organization fulfilling its promises it made to you when they onboarded you and when they recruited you into the organization? Let's learn more about this current phenomenon known as revenge quitting, how to prevent it so that your team can be successful. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Imagine for a moment, one of your team members walks into your office and hands you their resignation letter. This is more than a resignation letter. It's a message. It's potentially a message of broken trust, of broken promises, of lack of fit for the employee who is now chosen to leave your organization. Think about that for a moment. Employees leave for all kinds of reasons, hopefully for better opportunities. But when you have a team member that comes to you and has decided to resign, that may potentially come from a place of, I no longer believe in the organization. I no longer trust the organization and they have my best interest. I no longer feel like I can serve this organization, or maybe I don't align with our values anymore. Revenge quitting is something that, you know, employees carry with them until the point of making that decision to leave. Now put yourself in someone's shoes who's decided to leave your organization. They're going through a huge change, transitioning to a new team, sometimes even a potential relocation with that. There's a lot of turmoil that comes with a move. It is not an easy or light decision to choose to leave an organization to move someplace else. Revenge quitting doesn't just happen overnight. It's typically the result of unmet expectations that have accumulated over time. There's some statistics here I want to share from you that I found from a recent Gallup article. 28% of full-time employees expect revenge quitting to occur within their workplace in 2025. 28%, 4% of full-time employees plan to revenge quit in 2025, having thought about it for about 13 months. 13 months. That means some people within your team who may be handing you their resignation letter today have thought about resigning for over a year. What have they done in that amount of time? Imagine the decline of performance, the decline of commitment, the amount of stress that they're carrying over the decision to leave the organization. And then it finally comes time to leave, and now you have to recruit somebody else. You have to go through the hiring process, the training process, the onboarding process, which is costly. It can cost upwards of roughly $17,500 to replace an employee. So what we want to be able to do is understand what promises we're making to our team members and how are we being able to fulfill those promises that we're making to our team members. In research, I came across this concept. It's known as psychological contract fulfillment. Typically, these happen in the recruiting process and the early onboarding process. Think about what you're telling your members of your team when you're bringing them onto your team. Are you telling them that we have plenty of room for growth and vertical progression within this team? If you're making that promise that someone's going to be able to promote up and progress their career in your organization, you better be able to show quantifiable information where that's possible. You better be able to show them opportunities and a path to get there. Are you promising people flexibility in their schedule only to pull it back away from them when things get tough or when they actually come onto your organization? Are you portraying fairness and equity when it comes to application of policy and things like time off and compensation and rewards? To be able to make these promises up front is what you're doing to attract some of this talent in, giving people purposeful work, telling them about the benefits, telling them about their long-term success at this company. And what happens is when you have an employee where these promises are made and they believe in what you're saying, they believe in the message that you're sending, and then the rug gets pulled out from underneath of them. Layoffs happen, reductions in force happen, or a shift in the environment that you know, you may not have been able to control or articulate. You better find a way to be able to share that message clearly. Or you promise them the world of being able to move up in their career when in actuality, those moves are few and far between, or they're for a very select set of skills that person doesn't have. And then when they come to want to train and develop those skills, you don't have the funding available or whatever other reason you come up with. So think about the promises you're making. And think about the perspective of that person who shares that belief. And then when you have unmet expectations, that psychological contract that you made of, here's how work is going to be on this team, and then you don't meet that promise, lack of trust begins to take shape. Lack of commitment. Second guessing, why am I here? Second guessing organizational fit. Well, if you're not fulfilling these promises, what other promises aren't you being honest or open or fulfilling? The good news, though, is that there are ways to overcome this. But first, let's talk about some of the biggest drivers of revenge quitting that exist out there. Research shows that revenge quitting, it stems from three main issues. Lack of transparency about promotions and growth. Be able to share with your team members promotion paths, career paths, the high volume of where jobs are and the highest paying jobs or the skill sets that they have. Someone may want to stick with their particular technical or other expertise, but be honest with them and that, hey, the opportunities for you get very narrow in this career field, but if you want to broaden your scope and pivot into a different functional area, there are maybe more opportunities for you here with this company. Have those open and transparent conversations. A second, the inability to connect to a deeper purpose. Employees want to see how their contributions are being able to contribute to the bigger picture. So as you're bringing people on board, make sure it's not just about the work that they're doing, but you share with them how their work fits into the bigger sense of purpose of who you're serving, how your organization is contributing to the bigger scale of society, how you're impacting people and families and homes and whatever it may be, how you're making the world a better place, but also be able to show that in your actions. You know, that's part of corporate social responsibility. And third, unresolved conflicts. If you bring somebody on board and you promise them that, hey, we work together here, we are a very supportive team, we trust each other, we have open communication, we speak with candor, and then all of a sudden they see conflicts just festering and they see supervisors or managers avoiding dealing with conflicts head on, team members start to feel that they are in a toxic environment where we don't have transparency, we don't have support. What we have is backstabbing and passive aggressive behavior. These are the differences. So be able, as a manager, be able to resolve conflict, be able to meet that promise of, I'm going to care for you, support you, and we're going to be a team together. Being a team means you're able to have the good times and you're able to work through the tough times and come through it together, everybody intact, still driving towards your main purpose. Some of the strategies that you can use to prevent revenge quitting and fulfill those psychological contracts by creating an environment where your employees feel valued, where your employees feel heard and supported. Things that you can do here. Be transparent and consistent. Regularly communicate about growth opportunities, career paths, organizational changes. If something is shifting in an organization, specifically on the negative side, if you've got a hiring freeze or you've got inability to grow into a different scale and you have to sustain where you're at, have open conversations, host town hall events, have synchronous communication, point-to-point, face-to-face contact with your employees whenever possible to talk about transparency and change in growth opportunities or career path opportunities. Another thing that you can do is align work with purpose. Make sure that you help your employees see how their specific contributions are contributing to the bigger picture and how each and every person there is potentially task interrelated with each other so that they understand how their work impacts the next person's work, which impacts the next echelon, which impacts our customers who we're serving. Being able to rally behind a collective purpose allows your team to feel more connected with the work that they're doing. They feel more connected because they're giving of themselves. They have a purpose, and their purpose is aligned with the organization's purpose. And that's where you get a deeper level of commitment and dedication to the work being done. And third, resolve conflicts swiftly and directly. You can collaborate, you can compromise, you can accommodate. All these different approaches to handling conflict you can take head on, but they all rely on a few small things. Encouraging open dialogue, addressing issues before they escalate, seeking to understand what each person needs from that conflict that's on the table so that they can move forward together towards a solution. By understanding and applying different conflict handling approaches like compromise, collaboration, and accommodating, you're able to then navigate different situations to move through conflict more swiftly with an end result that people are bought into. So consider a team that holds quarterly developmental meetings that recognizes people's work, their individual contributions that are tied to the company's mission, or a team level contribution that's tied to an organizational goal. And also a team that has a clear conflict resolution protocol. This team is more likely to retain engaged and satisfied employees. Revenge quitting is absolutely preventable when you commit to a strategy of transparency, open communication, clarity in conflict resolution, and tying people together to a shared belief and collective purpose. Ask yourself, are you ready to build a workplace where people want to work and they want to stay because they're committed, because they're cared for, and because they know that the organization has their best interest as well as those they serve at the front of their mind? Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, share, download the episode, share it with your fellow leaders so that we can all lead at our very best. And if you're an organization who wants to get their team members developed and work on your leadership abilities, I want to work with you. I offer hands-on experiential learning workshops to help your team understand how to communicate, resolve conflict, be more cohesive, be more collaborative. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at WillRamey1, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you the next time you press play.